WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school football matchups.
Kickapoo LaFarge plays in North Crawford among a number of area games. Waniwak Weston at Wisconsin Heights. Highland and DeSoto are playing this weekend. In 11-player football tonight, Adams Friendship at Berlin, Westby at Luther, Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa, Black River Falls at Viroqua, Sparta at Reedsburg. In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg, Belleville at Fenimore, Cuba City at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Boscobel. Southwestern East Dubuque plays at Fulton. Six Rivers Conference action. It's Pecatonica Argyle at Potosi Cassville. Wazika Seneca is at River Ridge. And Blackhawk Warren is at Riverdale. Here's Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson talking about scenarios. Riverdale is not out of the playoff conversation yet.
A win this week would really help us. Winning out would almost guarantee us. But if we get a win in one of the next two, there's a chance. I don't know how close that chance is, but we're on the bubble.
Chieftain coach Jeff Johnson, his team at Pickering Park tonight. And in the Scenic Bluffs, Nisida at Royal, Bangor at New Lisbon, Hillsboro travels to Cashton, and Ithaca at Brookwood. The Bulldogs are figuring that they need a win or two coming up if they're going to make the playoffs. Here is co-head coach Kyle Kelly.
For what I truly think to give us our best chance, we have to win both. All on the point system. Every time you win, you get more points depending on who you beat. So like I said, if we get these two and go in 6-3, it's possibility of outside shot of a home game. If we drop them both, I don't think we'll make it. And if we go 1-1, I think it'll be a flip of a coin if we do make it.
That's Kyle Kelly of Ithaca. They're on the road at Brookwood tonight. Also, Lancaster is at Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference. Platteville at Dodgeville. Richland Center is on the road at Broadhead. Here's Coach Andy Troxell of Richland Center.
We want to make sure that we take care of business on Friday, you know, and they're looking for a win, right? They're 0-7. They want to go, you know, start with one, right, and build from that, and we understand that, and we do not want to be that team, you know, that's 1-7 for them. So, we'll hopefully take care of business, and then ultimately we'll finish off the regular season at home against a Prairie team that's having success this year, you know, but it's a very, very different Prairie team than last year as well, and we know that as well.
The Hornets had Broadhead Judah, and our game of the week tonight features a team once beaten in the conference, that being the New Glarus Glarner Knights, and the River Valley Blackhawks have not been beaten in the conference. Here is Coach Tyler McLean.
Their offense is very similar to ours. Defense, they do some things very similar to us as well. You know, we can't get a sort of out of characteristics. You know, we might be sometimes looking at ourselves in a mirror here in a sense, but again, it's really which team's going to be more disciplined in doing their job consistently out there every single play. I think our boys have done a very nice job with that each and every week, and they keep embodying that. Again, I think that's going to be something that's going to be super important here on Friday night, especially when maybe these stakes are a little bit higher if you start to look at sort of the external factors with it. But a lot of discipline needs to be played with whichever team's going to come out on top.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 6:35 tonight, and then it's kickoff time at River Valley between the Blackhawks and New Glarus. I am Phil Nee, courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Ian Happ blasted a 3-run homer in the first, and the Cubs made it stand up Thursday night for a 6-0 win. That evens the National League Division Series against the Brewers at 2 games apiece and sets up a deciding game in Milwaukee tomorrow. Happ's home run came off Brewers ace Freddie Peralta. Milwaukee hitters managed only 2 singles and a double while being shut out. Lefty Jose Quintana is tentatively scheduled to start tomorrow's game. Pre-game will be at 6:30, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 7:08. It has been a year since the Badgers last beat a Big Ten opponent at Camp Randall Stadium. The Iowa Hawkeyes visit Wisconsin tomorrow. The last time Bucky beat a conference opponent was the 52-6 rout of Purdue on October 5th, 2024. The Badgers haven't won any Big Ten games or home or road since a 23-3 decision over Northwestern last October. Saturday's rivalry showdown is being called a must-win. Wisconsin needs 4 more wins to qualify for a bowl game, and the remaining schedule makes that doubtful. And veteran quarterback Joe Flacco will face the Green Bay Packers for the second time this season when he makes his Cincinnati Bengals debut on Sunday. Flacco was Cleveland's starting quarterback when the Browns defeated the Packers 13-10 on September 21st. The Bengals acquired him from the Browns this week. The Packers have won in overtime each of the last two games they played the Bengals. Their most recent matchup was at Cincinnati in 2021. And you'll be able to hear that game between the Bengals and the Packers on Sunday right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Kickoff will be at around 3:25 with the pregame starting at 1. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.